This is Ground Zero. I'm replying to the thread by Zeta101 on abovetopseeker.com. This is my first podcast, and I really have to say that this is always has been one of my favorite topics discussed here on this site. I really would like to add to this conversation as much as I can, and I'm sorry if I'm a little bit I'm still, you know, trying to figure out how to do the, you know, think of stuff to say on the fly, so bear with me. I do believe that there's many people that have been abducted by extraterrestrial beings. I have no substantial proof for this, and it's hard to prove these kind of things because they can be blamed on mental illnesses and those type of things. So it's hard to determine what is real and what is not, so we really have to we have to separate fact from fiction and possible insanity. And I personally believe in the possibility that all these things are happening, and even to my own family and myself, I have suspicion that I might have been abducted in the past, but again, I have no proof, as in I don't have any. I have scars that I can really, you know, explain, but I don't have implants that I've taken out or anything, but I do have a profound impact when I see images of a so-called gray alien, and this is just personal, and I can't understand why an image of something that supposedly is made up or fictitious would inspire so much fear in myself and many others that I know of. Of course, the abduction experience is really described as something really scary and nobody would want to go through. And I don't know why I'm so afraid of it myself, and why others are so afraid of us as well. I've seen many members on this on ATS that they're profoundly affected by these stories, and in such an extent they won't be able to sleep at night because they saw a story or saw a video. And I think those psychological effects are enough for me to warrant a high plausibility in these cases actually being quite plausible. I've personally seen a UFO that I've can't been able to explain as anything natural or man-made, as far as I can tell. I saw something at high altitude. I've stated this before in multiple threads. There were two dots that circle around each other, and I could not really explain what it was. My brother saw it as well. He was like, "It's probably balloons or something." I'm like, "Why would balloons spin circles around each other in perfect, just perfectly?" And I couldn't understand that, and I was and I asked him, you know, how could a balloon be able to do this, and he didn't have an answer because he was a skeptic and he refused to believe there was anything like that out there. And yeah, I was really, really interested, or from that I was always a believer, I have to admit that. But I was not able to say, you know, this is what it was, and it didn't quite scare me or anything, but, yeah, there's a lot of aliens out there, like the gray, allegedly. There's many types of them. There's reptilians, there's Nordics, And I'm pretty sure that if I would say the gray are the most feared, I think I will be pretty close to it. I know that some people are afraid of the reptilian species just because they're menacing giant reptilians, or maybe not giant, but big reptilians on two legs, bipedal monsters, and they are never described as being very friendly either. But they don't inspire as much fear in me as those bug-eyed gray. And I think, you know, I think they're, especially looking at cases as Roswell and Gastroc on his form, or his, you know, his mesosport, has made some really good points in why it's very unlikely that it was anything but aliens or something, at least very secret. So secret that it has to be kept secret from us even today. And I think that says a lot in its own. I'm pretty much running dry on what to say now, and I pretty much resurrected this thread when I was looking through the podcast, and I'll just keep it at that. Thank you for listening. This was Ground Zero, and I'm sure you'll be reading posts of mine all over the AboveTopSecret.com. Again, thank you for listening. Bye.